Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Andrew Grosso, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you've been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Our reading today comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter, beginning at the first verse. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you.'" So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Here ends the reading. There's something rather curious in Matthew's account of Easter morning. The women who visit the tomb of Jesus first have an encounter with an angel and then with Jesus, and both times the message seems to be the same. The angel tells them Jesus has been raised and will meet his disciples in Galilee, and then Jesus himself appears and tells them the same thing. The disciples are to go to Galilee. So the question that emerges here is this: why did Jesus have to appear to the women who visited the tomb? It does not seem he gave them any new information or any instructions that added to what the angel had said. The angel told the women the disciples were to go to Galilee, and then Jesus appears and says the same thing. Why the repetition? There is one small but significant difference between what the angel says to the women and what Jesus says to the women. Jesus calls the disciples his brothers. There's an intimacy to what Jesus says to the women that we don't hear in the proclamation of the angel. The appearance of the angel is an occasion for fear and for awe. We're told those guarding the tomb shook and became like dead men when the angel appeared, and then after hearing the proclamation of the angel, the women left the tomb with a sense of joy that was tempered by fear. But the appearance of Jesus is not like the appearance of the angel. There's no earthquake, his appearance is not like lightning, and the women don't pass out when they see him. Instead, the women hear a word of reconciliation. The appearance of Jesus anticipates the restoration of the relationship between him and those he calls his brothers. This small but significant difference invites us to reflect on the way we seek to share the good news of the resurrection of Jesus with others. There may very well be times when we are called upon to proclaim the message of the resurrection in a manner much like that of the angel. Sometimes it takes a message that evokes fear and awe to get someone's attention. But there may also be times when we are called to proclaim the message of the resurrection in a manner that is more consistent with the words Jesus speaks to the women. We may find it more effective to testify to the new life of the risen Christ by proclaiming a message of reconciliation and the restoration of intimacy. Recognizing when we might be called to adopt one posture instead of another requires attending carefully not only to the message we are called to proclaim, but also to the context wherein we find ourselves. Our question should always be, what can we say or do in this time and in this place and to these people that will help draw them closer to Jesus? As we strive to share the grace and the love of Christ with our friends and neighbors, let us pray for the grace to be transformed ourselves in ways that make us effective ministers of his gospel, so that we might proclaim the message of his resurrection in ways that help make his presence a reality in the lives of those to whom we are sent. Amen. And now, please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.